Near the end of the last ice age, 20 to 13,000 years ago, there was a glacier on the summit of Mauna Kea. Lisa Hadway, Hawaii Island branch manager for the Department of Land and Natural Resources, says at the same time, there were lava fountains, clouds of steam and smoke.
Different eruptions, pohoihoi, also a lot of ash, and this incredible basin of Pu'uwaiao. The conditions were right to have a lake.
Amidst the browns, grays, and reds of Mauna Kea's alpine desert summit, a pristine lake, blue to misty green, appeared in the Waiau cinder cone. Now, how did that happen?
That's a good question.
Matthew Patrick's a geologist with the Hawaii Volcanoes Observatory and the USGS.
You go up on Mauna Kea, a lot of the surface is very permeable. In most cases, water is just going to seep through the ground. But in Pu'uwaiao, for some reason, the sediment created a kind of an impermeable layer.
Historical records back to the 1800s show the lake fluctuating in size, and there was a drought in the 70s, but the lake stayed generally between 5 and 7,000 square meters.
But beginning in 2010 is really when the lake size began to drop to unprecedented levels.
January of 2012, there were 2,718 meters cubed of water in the lake, and today the estimate is about 3 meters cubed of water left. It's a puddle.
Lake Waiau is about 2% of its previous size and less than 1% of its depth.
You know, the simplest explanation would be the ongoing drought that began in 2008. And in 2010, that drought intensified. People have discussed other ideas. You know, the lake is thought to be underlain by permafrost, for instance, and, you know, people have suggested, oh, possibly it's the melting of the permafrost. I can't count that out, but have not seen any hard evidence to suggest that.
Some say earthquakes or even construction drilling and vibration may have cracked the lake's substrate.
Who knows? But I don't see any evidence for that. And the fact that the rate that the lake has dropped is no faster than evaporation.
You know, this is a geological, physical story, but it also has really dramatic cultural significance as well.
Hele kea kea doho mai la I ka mauna.
As we were walking down into Lake Waiau, I suddenly felt this emptiness.
Ekini Lindsay's family is among those who have for generations buried the umbilical cord, or piko, of newborns at Lake Waiau.
The Hawaiians felt that that was a place of renewal, where everything begins. And so by taking your piko up there, generation to generation, it would keep that spiritual connection to the mauna.
Traditionally, Mauna Kea itself is symbolic of the piko of the island child, Hawaii, connecting the land to the heavens above. Are bones, Evie, taken there also?
There are families that still do that today. So it's real. When you're there and you're up there at the mountain, these deities are real. They live, they flourish.
Until recently.
Ultimately, I think this is a tangible result of climate change. If we don't get snow this winter, we expect the lake to dry up.
Important decisions about Mauna Kea's future are scheduled in court and at the land board this week. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.
O luna o kea.